Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 1802. Today we're kicking off a week looking at Jedi Fallen Order because there have been a heck of a lot of reveals and there might be even a few more coming. Let's go. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. And right now, the E3 conference is happening. It goes from June 9th through June 11th. This is a big video gaming conference. And, you know, Where to start? Well, let's start with this. When I was at Star Wars Celebration Chicago, I went to the Jedi Fallen Order panel there, and there were some complaints about the fact that they only showed a reveal trailer at Celebration Chicago. They didn't show any gameplay footage. And I guess there was a section of the internet that, you know, watches these things and got mad, and there was another section of the internet and said, come on, you know, this is just a reveal, and they always reveal gameplay stuff at E3, and so, you know, don't stop making a big deal about it. So, the video gaming world of things, that's one that I'm not well-versed in, I will say. So, it was kind of interesting to see that back and forth. But, as had been predicted by that second subset of internet video game watching people, the gameplay footage has been released. More than 13 minutes of gameplay footage has been released from Jedi Fallen Order, and it has a number of rather significant reveals, and I am here to share with you the highlights of those reveals. Even if you're not a video game player, they are story elements that I think are rather awesome, you know, regardless of whether you like to check out video games. So here is, first of all, what I want to share with you. Number one, Saw Gerrera. Holy cow, that was the biggest surprise of all right? Saw Gerrera is actually in this video game and apparently playing a significant role in it. And, well, I guess I could count this as a number two thing if I wanted to, but Forrest Whitaker himself is doing the voice for the game. So that is really awesome and remarkable. And it's the young and vital Saw Gerrera that we're getting, not the old and crazy oxygen mask sucking guy we saw in Rogue One. No, it's the, you know, at the top of his game Saw Gerrera. And this, of course, does raise the question of whether we're going to see Jyn Erso in this thing. And you know, all we know is that it takes place after Order 66, which happened in 19 BBY. And he did not become Jyn Erso's, you know, adoptive father for all intents and purposes until 13 BBY. So, you know, it's kind of unlikely that we're going to see Jyn Erso in this one. And even if we did, she would, you know, be 8, 9, 10 years old if they got that far enough into things. So, I don't know. I can't see it happening necessarily. All right, now we're on to our third big reveal, which is that part of this is going to take place on Kashyyyk. And that is awesome, of course, because Wookiees are now in play. And haven't you wanted to explore around Kashyyyk anyway? So this is very cool stuff. And it involves a mission where Cal is going to be freeing Wookiees and Saw is going to be trying to mess up this giant Imperial manufacturing facility. We find out that the sap from the trees can be used in some very volatile chemical compound. That's as much as we know about it. Now, a fourth big reveal would be the gameplay footage for the new Purge Trooper, and they've got those giant, long, double-sided electro-staff things like we saw the Magna Guards have in Revenge of the Sith, you know, the personal guards for General Grievous, right? And they are rather tough to fight, at least by watching the gameplay footage they released. Supposedly, they are, according to, you know, the stuff that they revealed at Celebration Chicago, they are dispatched to soften up Jedi before an actual Inquisitor arrives, like the Inquisitors that we saw in Star Wars Rebels, for example. So the fact that there are Inquisitors on Kashyyyk to begin with makes you wonder whether there was rumor of a Jedi kicking around on Kashyyyk to begin with, and that's why these Purge Troopers were there. I mean, they're sent in to be able to do this. They weren't just hanging around, and there were two of them there. So it seems like there's some backstory that needs to be revealed potentially as part of this. And that would also lead into a fifth reveal as well, which is the relationship between Cal and Saw. It seems like from what they showed at the gameplay footage here, they have had experience with each other already. And Saw makes a comment about him needing the Jedi, needing Cal. And as they go their separate ways, Cal says to his little BD-1 droid compatriot, he says, "Did you hear that? He says he needs me." And that kind of, you know, powerful father-figure relationship, that vibe that Saw Gerrera gives off, that could make for some very interesting dynamics in the game. And I'll say, based on another reveal I'll share with you in a moment, you know, maybe that'll have an effect on whether Cal stays on the light side of things or whether he kind of shifts a little bit dark. For a sixth big reveal, I'll say I'm going to cheat a little bit and say that there are some miscellaneous little reveals, like, for example, that there will be KX security droids. That would be the type of droid like K2SO is, that are kicking around, and they're not nice to our good guys like K2SO is. There's also a scene where a scout walker is shooting at Cal, and you can see some signage nearby one of the, on one of the buildings that it's nearby, and it just says Zeffo, Z-E-F-F-O in Arabic. Don't know what that means just yet, but, you know, just throwing that out there. And also, there are those crazy spiders that are on Kashyyyk are making an appearance here as well, and you have to fight those, or, you know, avoid them in some cases if you can. But the seventh big reveal, and that ties into the whole light-dark thing, is that we've gotten a very good look at Cal's force powers, and they are rather formidable, and some of them actually look sort of dark-sidey, but we'll get into that in a moment. Stay tuned. Hey, Rebel Rouser. If you've got a business that needs to reach a dedicated audience of Star Wars fans, or you know somebody who does, then you might want to reach out to me. I've got a show that reaches thousands of people between the audio version, the video version, and our social media channels, and I'd love to find out how I can help you with your business ventures too. Just reach out at sw7x7.com/sponsors, that's plural, S-P-O-N-S-O-R-S, that's sw7x7.com/sponsors, and let's see how we can work together. Welcome back. All right, so Cal's force powers. Some of them are rather standard, like there is a force run, if you will, where he's able to, you know, dart really fast someplace, and also a force push where he's able to, you know, make things fly away from him. And there's also some, you know, jumping that only Jedis can do, a little parkour movement that he can do as well. But where it gets a little interesting as far as, well, you know, this isn't exactly something we've seen light side users do, is there's the force pull, and we saw that, of course, in The Force Awakens when Kylo Ren first learned about the existence of some girl hanging out with Finn and BB-8, and he pulled the lieutenant and said, "What girl?" right? So that move is only associated with dark side users so far, and we see in the gameplay footage Cal using it to pull troopers toward him so that he can stab them with his lightsaber, which is a pretty intense move. And he can do something else that is almost like what Kylo Ren does, but not quite. So you remember in The Force Awakens when Poe Dameron fires a blaster at him and he freezes the blaster bolt and freezes Poe in place. Well, apparently Cal can do something very similar to this. He can freeze people in place, or at the very least slow them down, because the blaster bolts also, they are definitely not freezing, they are just slowing down. So he is able to do something very akin to what that dark side user Kylo Ren is able to do, but maybe that's the difference. Maybe, you know, light side users only slow stuff down, whereas dark side users actually freeze it in place. Don't know. We have a lot to learn, but we have some very interesting things to toss over in our heads, and hopefully we're going to learn even more as a result of all this stuff going down around the E3 conference over these next few days. So we're going to keep looking at the Jedi Fallen Order stuff and see what else we learn. But for now, that is going to do it for today's episode. And thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.